When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Jeff Walker, wherever you are, man, you might have to take a back seat because Anthony, you got a little DJ in your blood, boy. I like your style.
I know a little something, man.
Rhythm here. It's the day that we discuss a different direction for Burgundy and Gold. And God knows, congratulations to the group that did a lot. We'll never forget that. But it's time to write a new chapter in this book. We rode this merry-go-round long enough. Now it's time to reset, refocus, and establish some consistency and build a formula that will work. And there's one guy you call. Who do you call when you get to the level of this? The Hall of Famer. That's it. And he knows. And look, man, we know you're rushed right now, brother, and we just we appreciate you lending your talents, Brother Aldrich, here on Burgundy and Gold today. Your reaction to the change on the offensive side?
You know, Doc, I'd say I'm a little surprised, not because these things don't happen in football, because they do, right, but more so just because they did have a really, really successful season last year. And while fans react to every shiny object that they see in front of them, and the sky is falling all the time and everybody should be fired every time, I don't think people inside pro sports organizations think that way. You know, sometimes you just have bad years. But clearly, and I think you talked about it some in your opening, this was beyond just, well, we had a tough break with the injuries and we'll be fine next year when everybody is healed up. It was clearly a disconnect at the highest levels. Because it's simple, Doc. If Dan Quinn wanted Cliff Kingsbury back, he'd be back. And if Cliff Kingsbury wanted to stay here, he would stay. So clearly, one of those two things is no longer operative, as we say in the political business. So it was time for him to move along, and it's time for this organization to become more, I'd say, consistent in terms of how they're going to allow their franchise quarterback to operate going forward.
I think this protects him. I considered him the asset. And I just don't think that the asset was guarded properly. So I don't think we had, you know, reinforced steel doors.
Yeah.
And we just got to upgrade on our vehicle. Now, who do you think will be granted the opportunity to control the offensive flow in 2026?
Oh, Doc, I can't call that one. There's a lot of people. I think they will find a Shanahan guy,
okay,
a Shanahan McVay guy. I mean, like, why wouldn't you? That's what almost everybody in the league's running now, right? And I say that because one of the problems with Cliff is that the only guy that runs Cliff's system is Cliff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not a bad leverage move.
You know what I mean? Like, so what happens when Cliff goes somewhere else and you've been in the system for 7 years? Like, that's, to me, like, the benefit is you had an incredible 24. It worked almost, it couldn't have worked any better, right? I don't think it could have worked any better,
right,
in terms of unlocking Jaden and unlocking the receivers and the screen game and all the stuff that worked. It all worked, right? All of it worked. But the problem is, you are now dependent on one guy, you know, to run that system. And the Shanahan tree's got a lot of guys that you can come in and can teach it. And their terminology will be a little different. Everybody will call certain things a little differently. But for the most part, the philosophy is the same. It's not going to be a guy's here for 4 years, moves on, and James is going to be like, I don't know how to run this offense with the same guy that, with the same, you know, with the same people coming in who ran it for us, somebody else, you know. So I think you're hedging your bets, right, that you'll be able to sustain this for a while. And to your point, and I think it's the important point, and this is why I was so adamant about being critical when they left Jaden in the game down 38-7. Now, you can be brave or you can be stupid. You can be, you know, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't mind you being brave. It's okay to be brave when the moment calls for you to be brave. But 38-7 isn't brave. 38-7 is stupid.
Yeah.
That's just exposing your franchise quarterback. And I say that all the time. Franchise quarterback, because he is your franchise quarterback, to unnecessary hits. And he ain't the most, you know, he ain't 240.
No, like, he's not Gumby. You're right.
Lamar. Yeah. Not Lamar, okay? No. I just think that you've got to be more judicious about. I'm not saying put him in bubble wrap, never run him on a read option, never let him carry the ball. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you can't do it as much as they've been doing it.
No, and you can support your running game by having his behind under center.
Absolutely.
I just think it's another option that keeps him protected a little more and establishes a number one option other than himself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And you know this, Doc. You were basically an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
You know them big boys up front want to hunt. They ain't trying to drop back 35 times in pass pro. They're trying to hunt, you know. And they've got, again, and I agree with Adam Peters yesterday. I love people that just talk about draft picks like they're gold. You know what I'm saying?
Guaranteed.
Like everybody that you draft is going to be a Hall of Famer.
No.
Laremy Tunsil is a damn good left tackle.
Yeah.
Really good. And I think it was worth the draft picks you traded for him. You know what I mean? Like, so you got him. Again, I said this last week, Doc. I got people talking about Josh Connerly like he's a bum. And I'm like, so y'all listen to the people that constantly failed while they were here. Did nothing but fail. Did nothing but not win. And you let them talk about everything all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Josh Connerly's not a bum. Josh Connerly had a perfectly good year. Did he struggle at the beginning? Yes, he did. Because he had to block Brian Burns, Max Crosby, and Micah Parsons. Those were his first three days on the job.
His first date was with Micah. Yeah, that was his prom date. Yeah, that was
exactly.
Completely.
That's your entrance interview.
Yeah.
Block him.
Right. And you want me to give you the asset of JD5? You're supposed to be his personal protector? I don't think so.
Right. But I'm saying, like, okay, I expect a rookie offensive tackle to maybe struggle trying to block Micah Parsons.
Right.
That might be hard for him.
Right.
All right, but he not no bum. He had a very solid rookie season. He's going to be fine. I think Biadasz is a really good center. I think that he will be a priority for them to re-sign or to extend because he's got a year left. Cosme's back. He'll be back next year healthy, you know, from the rip. You got to make a decision at guard. I thought Chris Paul was pretty good.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'll cost you a ton of money to re-sign. You know what I mean? So, I mean, to me, that's what I would do. And if you have that as your offensive line going forward, I think you got a pretty good shot to run the ball okay. If you stick with it, if you commit to it, you got one of the best blocking tight ends in the game.
Yep.
So why don't you stick with it? Because when you went 6 offensive linemen early in the season, it worked. It was working.
Oh, it worked like a charm. So, but they got away from it.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's what I'm not. So to me, I agree. I think you can have the best of both worlds. I think most Shanahan offenses that are successful are not all run or all pass. They have all of it. They throw the ball, and they give it to Christian McCaffrey. You know, they do both and do both at a high level. So I don't see any reason that couldn't work here.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Well, Ant, you got something for the Hall of Famer, because he's on his way to a very important meeting.
Yeah, I just want to get a quick question in. What is the likelihood DQ hires someone within to fill the OC position?
Well, I think Brian Johnson is really the only guy that could do it. I mean, I think Anthony Lynn could do it. I don't know if Anthony Lynn's going to be here next year. Like, he's got options, you know. Like, he's got options. Brian Johnson was an OC in Philly. He could do it. Sure. You could do it internally. My guess is they will go outside because I think they want somebody. They want a Shanahan person to run this. That's not a fact. I don't know that for a fact. But everything seems to point towards that's what they want. And there will be plenty of guys with Shanahan ties that could come in here and do it. I mean, we don't know. Nothing. We haven't heard anything about Mike McDaniel yet, but I promise you, if he does get fired in Miami, that'd be my first call.
Don said that earlier.
Yeah, you ain't lying. Great. Even if they aren't great minds together, they think alike. I'm not messing around with this because he's going to mix it up. He's not predictable. He keeps you thinking and wondering, you know. And he's familiar. I don't have to show him how to get to the supermarket. He's been here before.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Plus, some of them should have never left. Really, yeah.
Right. When he was really rolling in Miami, he had, you know, Tua was throwing the ball a lot, but he was handing the ball a lot to Raheem Mostert too, and he was boat racing people with it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I think someone like that would be ideal. And again, Doc, I'm old now and I'm cranky, and I admit
you're talking to someone older and cranky.
You know, but the idea that Jaden Daniels is somehow incapable of picking up the offense that 75% of all quarterbacks in this league run is just laughable to me. Like, are you trying to say something? If you are, you should say it with your chest.
Yeah, say it out loud.
You know. But I disagree with you. I think he will pick up whatever offense comes in here, and it'll be fine. And he will do very well if they provide him with the bounce and if they improve the defense, which has to happen, because it would be nice for them to actually have a lead in the second half.
Yeah, we don't have enough time for that today. But on our next conversation, let's just talk defense or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Or the image of it. And then tackling.
Absolutely.
And we'll go from there. And I'll make sure you got enough time. Hey, man, enjoy the hoops. Enjoy doing what you do. We value you. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, Doc. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
This is a guy. When you have a friend that is as knowledgeable as Aldridge, that you can lean on one phone call away from stuff, it's absolutely priceless. And a shout out to my guy, Glenn Harris, because I was a puppy, a baby. I could lean on Glenn Harris. I could call my man, Spartacus, and get information. It's priceless. To break, we go. We come back. We'll light it up. 301-230-0980 is the number.